Hi everyone, welcome back to Honestly Aria. Today I have a very, 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 very special guest with me.
It's me.
Porter! My husband, in case anyone listens. I'm pretty sure that no one is actually listening to this, but in case you didn't know, I have a husband, his name's Porter. And he's awesome.
Thanks.
So, today we are going to be ranking things. So, we're also driving, so don't mind that. At least our blinker sounds cute, you know? Yes. So, something that Porter always does is he will just, like, in any conversation, doesn't matter, he'll be like, rank these three things. Or he'll be like, who would win in a fight? And then list, like, two items. And then everyone... It actually is a great conversation starter, and it really gets everyone talking, debating. So today, we're going to do that. We're just going to rank random things that Porter comes up with. We're going to debate them, and you guys can decide who's right.
Sweet. Okay. So the first one, the viewers won't, or the listeners, I guess, they're not going to do this, but the listeners won't really get a say in this because they don't know, but... The making and eating enjoyment, rank them of these three things. Making smash burgers with my family, making pizzas with your family, and making our Cafe Rio nachos, just us two.
Like, the experience as a whole?
Yeah, the whole experience, the making and the eating.
Hard. Do you want to go first?
Sure. I'd probably say I'm a burger guy, so smash burgers. Then probably pizza, honestly. And then probably the nachos. Because I feel like our biggest thing is the pizza. Like our homemade pizzas.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to have two pizzas, so.
I would say, for me, I would switch pizzas and smash burgers just because, so for context, everyone, yesterday we made smash burgers with Porter's family because they got a Blackstone unit thing, and I made homemade buns. I would say the only reason that one is second for me is because I was really stressed that the buns weren't going to turn out.
Yeah.
They did turn out, and they were delicious and awesome, but I was like, oh my goodness, I can't mess these up. And the pizza was just kind of like easy, like, you know. Also, yes. It was on my birthday, so.
Yeah.
Okay, final answer. But the nachos are, all three of them are, like, delicious. Like, they're all kind of equal, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, next question.
I'm going to go, this is a classic, Taco Time, Taco Bell, Del Taco.
Taco Bell... Del Taco, Taco Time. That's a tongue twister. Try saying that three times fast.
I would probably go Taco Bell first. You can't beat the bell. And then Taco Time, mainly because of their five-alarm burrito and also their Bavarian cream empanadas. They're so good. And then Del Taco. Still a huge fan, but yeah.
I just have such fond memories of Del Taco because my family and I would go there.
Yeah.
Like, that was one of the places we would go.
Oh, fun.
Because we always wanted to go there on our birthdays. Anyways.
Fair.
Yeah.
All right. Rank these three places to live in Utah. And I'm going to say...
It can't be places we've lived.
Yeah. I'm going to say South Jordan... Bountiful and Lehigh.
South Jordan, Bountiful, Lehigh. I'm gonna say Bountiful number one, South Jordan number two, Lehigh number three.
Nice.
Because Bountiful is kind of in the middle of our two families.
Yeah. I also think with how far it goes up the mountain, like, it gets away from the commercialism.
Yeah.
I feel like South Jordan and Lehigh don't as much.
Yeah. Lehigh seems a lot busier to me. Like, if I was going to live around there, I would rather live in, like, Saratoga or something like that. You know?
That's fair.
Okay, I have one.
Okay.
Your rankings were the same as mine, right?
Yeah.
Did you rank?
Yeah, mine would be the same as yours.
Okay. Cafe Rio, Costa Vida, Chipotle. I feel like this is a classic one.
Yeah.
Well, or should we do who would win in a fight, Cafe Rio or Costa Vida?
I think we rank them.
Okay. What's your ranking?
I'd have to say the order that you gave it in. I'm not a huge Chipotle guy, so I feel like they're always trying to find ways to give you less food. But Cafe Rio is just so good, so big. I will say Costa is growing on me, though, because they're cheaper, and it's more food than I always think it is. Like, they still give you plenty.
Here's the thing, though. Cafe Rio's rewards program is way better.
That's true.
And, like, the other day, they emailed me and said, hey, we miss you, and we want you to come back, so here's a free entree on us.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
So I would say I would rank Cafe Rio number one as well.
Yeah.
Just because their rewards program is really good. And it's like for every dollar you spend is a point, and then every 100 points you get $10.
Yeah.
So it's like...
It is pretty
solid. That's a really solid program. Costa Vida's, I don't know.
Yeah. Both are great.
But they're both great, yeah.
Chipotle is for sure number three for me.
Yeah.
Still really good, but it's just overpriced.
Their guacamole's good.
Yeah. Okay, how about these ones aren't as easily comparable, but they're all really good stores.
Okay.
We're going to go Costco,
ooh,
Target, Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's, Costco, Target. Did that shock you?
A little bit. Just how easily you put Trader Joe's first.
Yeah. I love Trader Joe's. I grew a deep love for Trader Joe's on my mission.
Yeah.
Because in one of my areas, that was like I was in Boston, so everything was like I was in Boston.
When I studied abroad. Oh man, that guy just blocked us.
Dang it. Now I have
to turn left.
Hey. What? I can't cut that out. I don't know how to edit. Yeah, I'm just kidding, I do.
I can try and get over here, should I?
But I think I'm just gonna leave.
I'm just gonna do it. Okay.
Woo! We should do a whole podcast episode on things that annoy us about other drivers, because we could talk for hours about that.
There'd be a lot of swearing.
No, there wouldn't.
I'm just kidding. Okay. Got another ranking.
Wait, you didn't rank.
Oh, yeah.
Those three.
Okay. Honestly, I'd probably go Costco, Target, and then Trader Joe's.
Really?
Because I'm just thinking about the experience while I'm there. Also, it's Fast Sunday, so I'm so starving right now. So, Costco, you have the food court. Target, I can go look at Legos. And then Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's is just always so busy. And it's always like we're heading to something. We're never just going to Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
It's like part of our plan, so I'm always a little bit anxious about getting in and out. Yeah.
I know. I wish they had one in Logan by us so bad.
Yeah.
Because it really is very fairly priced. So, that's something I love about it.
Yeah. No, it's great.
But that's the thing is, Costco will always be my first love.
Then why did you put Trader Joe's first?
Just because. Oh, that's hard, actually. Costco might be number one.
Yeah.
Costco is number one. All right. Next one.
Okay. This one is favorite restaurant to go on dates. Right here on the left, we've got Chili's. And then also Texas Roadhouse. Also Super Chicks.
That's a hard one.
Super Chicks, I know, is a little bit out there. It's a little bit different than the other two, but yeah.
Hmm, I do.
And I'm gonna say the Logan location for all of them.
Oh, okay. Ooh, the Logan locations for all those are really good.
Yeah, they're like the best.
We've like never had a bad experience.
They're always so not busy. It's my favorite thing about living in Logan.
True. The Costco Logan. Side note, everyone, Logan, if you haven't been to the Costco in Logan, you need to go because it is a spiritual experience.
Same with Sam's Club.
And Sam's Club, yeah, both of them. Just because, like, it's kind of just way chill. I mean, I'm sure if you went on, like, a Saturday morning, it wouldn't be as chill, but, you know.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay. I'm going to say Chili's number one.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say Texas Roadhouse number two, Super Chicks number three, because there is just something about a restaurant having, like, a free appetizer, you know, like, endless, like, the free chips and salsa, free roll. Like, there's just something about it that just makes it.
I was being able to sit down.
And, yeah, having someone wait on you, you know.
No, then having to tip them.
That's true.
But Super Chicks is also a little bit overpriced.
It is more expensive. I feel like we usually go there for, like,
a special event.
Special occasion.
Yeah.
Also, Chili's, I don't know what they put in their Diet Coke.
Oh, it's gas.
It's so good. And, like, the Diet Coke combo with the chips and salsa.
It's good. I'm so hungry. Gosh. We should not have done this on a fast Sunday.
Can't wait.
All my things are like, well, it's better cake or pizza or hamburger.
Wait. You need, okay, now you rank.
I'd do the exact same ranking.
I mean, love.
Yeah, I think so. Honestly, I think that Chili's and Texas Roadhouse are pretty close for me.
Yeah.
Super Chicks is a little bit down there.
Chili's is cheaper.
Yeah.
Well, Chili's just has better deals.
But I also just love steak.
That's true.
I've never been sad at a T-Roads or a Chili's.
Me either. I've never been sad at a Super Chicks either.
That's true. I have been a little bit stressed about the price, though.
True.
Been a little bit like, oh, man.
Okay.
And I feel like we're kind of fighting over the fries, because we usually share at Super Chicks.
Yeah,
but, like, at Chili's and Texas Roadhouse, it's like, we have so much food.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the next one?
Next one?
Make it a good one.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I will say rooms in your house. And I'm going to say library.
Like having, are we talking like we're like building a house or like looking for?
Yeah, and you, yeah. So building a house. So library. Gym. And I'll go for the last one, just having like a big kitchen.
Aww.
Like having like an island and a big pantry. Yeah.
Gym's number three for me. I'm going to put library at number two because that is something I feel like I could renovate and, like, add into a house later on or, like, you know, just, like, have bookshelves in a room.
Yeah.
But, like, a big kitchen, big pan, like, that is harder to.
That makes a home.
That makes a home, you know?
Yeah.
Also, I would just love to have a big kitchen, so. Yeah. I feel like a kitchen and living room are also, like, kind of, like, the main.
It's the heart of the home.
Yeah, exactly. Like, where everyone kind of gathers, so.
Yeah.
I want that to be bigger.
I like it.
What's yours?
I'd say kitchen, gym, library. Because I think if I have to go to a gym, I'm just way less likely to actually do it.
Yeah.
If I just have it right there, and it's like a set-aside space, I'm like, well, I've invested so much in this, like, I've got to use it. That's how my mind always works.
What about, like, a gym membership, though? Like, you invest in that.
Yeah, but it's still too inconvenient, you know? And, like, you're adding an additional, like, 30 minutes driving there, getting checked in, like, waiting for equipment, where at your house, it's, like, right there. Especially where a lot of research shows that, like, shorter workouts are better for you. It's like you're if you're just trying to get in a 45-minute workout, it's either 45 minutes or an hour 15 if you have to go somewhere, you know?
Yeah, that's fair.
And then, yeah, library would be awesome, but I figure we can put shelves up.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, next up, we are going to be ranking types of rocks. Metamorphic, rocks? Igneous, and sedimentary.
Okay, wait, let's review. So sedimentary is where it's like in layers.
Yep.
Metamorphic is like volcanic rock. Or it, like, it's been compressed.
Yeah, I think so.
And igneous is all the other rocks? I don't know.
Can't remember now. Is metamorphic the... I was getting mixed up between igneous and metamorphic. Which one is the volcanic and which one's the one that's been, like, super compressed?
I feel like is the volcanic one. Should we ask ChatGPT?
Yeah.
Okay, we asked Chat and Porter was right. Sedimentary are like sandstone, limestone. Igneous are from hardened
volcanic
magma. And metamorphic are...
they're transformed by extreme heat or pressure.
Yes. So, I'm going to say metamorphic is number one because that's like marble and stuff. And I think that's the most impressive rock is metamorphic.
Impressive? Mm-hmm. I thought you said oppressive and I'm like, what does that even
that's
mean?
That's the most impressive. No. Impressive. Next is igneous. And after that is sedimentary because sedimentary are not great at being rocks. They always fall apart. That's my opinion. How do you rank them?
I would say metamorphic first, then sedimentary, because they make some pretty cool formations, and then igneous. Yeah.
Okay.
Next up is going to be a two-parter. Number one, Mars, Mercury, Venus.
What? Mars, Mercury, or Venus? Say Mars, Venus, Mercury.
Why?
Mars. I'm reading a book where it's on Mars right now.
What's the book?
Red Rising.
Red Rising, shout out. Best book series ever.
And then Venus, just because I feel like she's a diva.
Yeah.
And then Mercury.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's there.
I agree with that ranking.
Okay.
Next up, Jupiter, Saturn, and Neptune.
Saturn, Jupiter, Neptune. Saturn has, like, cool rings.
Yep.
Jupiter has that cool little spot on it. Neptune...
it's water.
It's just there.
And I'm sorry, Uranus, we don't have time for you to be ranked. But I love Uranus.
Oh my gosh. I have to cut that out.
Yeah.
That was inappropriate.
All right. Next up, we are going to do drinks.
Okay.
We're going to go... actually, we're just going to go Diet Cokes.
Oh.
We're going to go Diet Coke from Chili's. McDonald's, Costco.
That order. Chili's, McDonald's, Costco. I mean, I've only had the Diet Coke at Costco, like, twice.
Yeah. I also think their cups aren't as good as keeping in the carbonation anyways.
Yeah.
So, I'd probably agree with that order. Just because at Chili's I can drink it down so quick because they keep replacing it, you know?
And also, I think it's also about what you're eating it with. Like, a Diet Coke with what you eat at Chili's, like chips and salsa stuff, is really good.
But also at McDonald's with McBudson.
That's true. Most, for everyone, for context, a McButson is a hot spicy with a double-double.
Not a double-double.
Sorry, that's In-N-Out.
Yeah, McDouble. Nope.
Okay, let's, next ranking is McDonald's, the place to get a hamburger. McDonald's, In-N-Out. What should the third place be?
McDonald's, In-N-Out, and Burger King? Okay. Wendy's? You hate Wendy's.
Wendy's and Burger King are the same to me. And they're last on the list.
They're both so good. Have you ever had a Whopper?
On the list.
Have you ever had a double stack? What about a junior bacon cheeseburger?
But they're incredible. Okay, In-N-Out is number one for me.
Nope.
Because it doesn't make me... It's just more fresh.
Their fries are not good. They taste like cardboard.
We're talking about places to get a burger. So you have to leave the fries out of it.
Their bread's also not that good.
It's delicious. It's fresh. It doesn't send me to the toilet. And it doesn't hurt my tummy.
I think my tummy is just built for this kind of world that we live in now. Because it loves all that processed stuff. You think that all that natural stuff is like... It's meant for your body. No, it's not. It's meant for the ground. The stuff that we make and process, that's meant for your body. So, for that reason, I'm going to put McDonald's number one, then In-N-Out, then Wendy's, and Burger King.
So, are you saying that God's creations are lesser than man's?
No, I'm not saying that at all. would you rather live on a hillside with no shelter or in a home? Same exact thing.
It's not the same.
Yeah, it is.
But
it is.
Okay, that's for a different podcast episode.
All right, what about high quality burger now?
Okay.
We're going to go Burger Bar. Five Guys. And we're going to go that smashed place in Boston.
Burger Bar, smashed, Five Guys.
I think I can agree with that ranking. So now we got to go to North Carolina. There's a place called Cookout there. It's like $10. You get a giant burger and fries. You get a corn dog and a drink. And it's legit all $10. It's incredible. For all of you listeners that we have from the South and, you know, Southeast Coast, you know what I'm talking about. It's amazing.
Yeah.
What about chicken now? We're going to go Chick-fil-A, Popeyes, and, Post Malone. His place.
Raising Cane's.
Raising Cane's, yeah. Why can't I think of that? Gosh.
Raising Cane's, Chick-fil-A, Popeyes.
I think I can agree with that. They're all good, though.
They are all excellent. Popeyes just doesn't have, like, a signature sauce, I feel like.
Yeah. And the sauce really does, like, that's what I love about Super Chicks is that they have so many sauces. Yeah. They're very saucy.
Okay, wait. So now let's do high-end chicken. Well, Super Chicks is just... Let's rank sauces.
Sauces? Okay. Let's go Chick-fil-A, Raising Cane's, fry sauce.
Let's do J-Dog sauce.
We'll do that on the next one.
Fry sauce. Then...
What am
I dipping in it? Chicken?
Yeah, you are dipping a Costco chicken nugget in it.
say Raising Cane's Chick-fil-A fry sauce.
Okay.
What do you, what about you?
I would go, probably same order. All of them are so good, though.
Yeah, they're all
nice. I like Raising Cane's with something more, like, savory.
Yeah.
Or if I'm wanting something savory, that's what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hear me out. Ranch.
Ranch is good, but not as good as those.
Where's the best place to get ranch?
Where's the best place to get ranch?
Because, like, I think Chili's ranch is the best.
I'm not a big ranch guy. I usually don't get ranch.
Oh,
if I'm
going to
dip something in something,
ranch.
It's going to be ketchup. I'm American.
I will... Yeah, ranch is so good. Actually, BYU Creamery, their ranch...
I know you're
going to
say it. I know it.
...is so good. Have you ever had it? You've had it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no.
It's
I love
dipping,
like, quesadillas in ranch. That's darn good.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Then, obviously, on salad. We need to make homemade Raising Cane's up at college again this year.
Yeah.
With the fresh bread. You need to make more bread, also. or I need to make some. I don't know. We need bread. That bread's so good.
Okay. We need to tell all of our listeners, because we have a lot of them. Obviously. So, Costco has these chicken nuggets that are like the Just Bear ones, but it's like the Kirkland brand. In my opinion, they're better than the Just Bear.
I thought it was Bear Necessities.
That's so Just Bear. From Jungle Book.
I know, but I thought that was the name of the company, but like B-A-R-E.
No.
Am I crazy?
Yeah.
Is that a different thing?
It's just the Bear Necessities from...
I know, I thought that a company was named after that.
Oh, maybe.
Because it's also, Bare Necessities is like what the song is based off of. It's B-A-R-E. It's
like,
the bare minimum, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
What you need.
This one's Just Bare.
Okay.
But the Kirkland brand is better, in my opinion. They taste exactly, if not better, than like Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets. So we do that, and then we do fries. And then I make...
Or I do.
Or Porter. Actually, Porter is quite the baker, you guys.
Pretty good at it.
We make homemade bread, and then we, like, make it into, like, the, like, Texas toast.
It's really
and
good.
We have the cane sauce from Walmart, actually. What's it called?
It's chicken dipping? Tender finger dipping?
Chicken finger sauce or something like that.
And then they also have Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah, and In-N-Out sauce.
Really?
They have, like, all the dupes now.
They're pretty smart.
Yeah, I know.
So we need to reload on those when we get it back up.
Yeah. And they're actually really good, too.
Yeah.
The Chick-fil-A one, I feel like, is not quite as good as Chick-fil-A sauce, but...
Really? I think it's the exact same.
Oh, really?
Also, we need to do salad wraps.
Oh, okay, this is another meal everyone should do. Salad wraps. We get a salad kit and we make it, and then we make those chicken nuggets, put them into the salad as well.
We like slice them up, chop them up.
Yeah, like they cut them up, and then we cook tortillas, and then we make wraps out of them, and we'll put like Chick-fil-A sauce on it too. It's so good. Anyways, we do need to have we should have a whole other episode about our favorite meals.
Yeah. We also are going to need to get into grilling when we get back up.
Yep, Porter got a grill for his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's exciting. What's the first thing you're going to grill?
Probably burgers.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll probably just buy some patties from the grocery store.
From the grocery store.
From the grocer, the local grocer.
You know.
And then, yeah.
Okay. Places to buy groceries. Winco, Walmart, Smith's.
Walmart, Winco, Smith's. Just because Smith's is a little bit overpriced.
Yeah.
But it's my favorite experience at Smith's because it's a little bit more chill.
True. But Walmart delivers.
Yeah, that's true. And then I love Winco's bulk section. And they have pretty cheap turkey burger.
Yeah, they do. I would say Walmart's my number one. The Great Value brand is unmatched.
Yeah.
Like, I will never understand people that are like, like, they always get the name brand of things.
Yeah.
And they... I'm trying to think if there's anything that I'm like, oh, yeah, name brand is, like, just better. But I can't really. As far as, like, general just groceries go.
Yeah.
Anyways, so... And Walmart also does delivery, and it's the best.
Yeah.
Because I don't even have to go to the store.
Yeah.
And then I would put Winco next, just because, although Walmart has been cheaper than Winco lately.
Yeah. Even on bulk?
I haven't really looked at that.
Because I feel like I only ever go to Winco for bulk.
Yeah, usually just the bulk section. Winco's produce is also really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Winco has their little sushi section. So does Sam's Club. Sam's Club has really good sushi. We should do that for a date night.
Yeah.
Macy's
also has $5 sushi night.
They do on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Smith's is number three. But also, like, I didn't grow up going to Smith's, so I feel like I was just never used to Smith's. There just wasn't a Smith's in Stansbury. Whereas I feel like in Kaysville, where you grow up...
There are, like, two or three.
It was, like... There wasn't a Walmart in Kaysville, but there were, like, three Smiths. So.
Yeah, I mean, there's a Walmart in Layton and Centerville, but...
True. They're just further away.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Next one. Rank gas stations to stop at on a road trip. Maverick. Holiday. And... Chevron. They're, like, top stop.
Probably that order. Yeah. Actually, no, I'll put Chevron before Holiday. Just because Chevron, a lot of the time, will have, like, chicken and stuff that you can get. And hot dogs and all that stuff. Potato wedges. That stuff is so good. Growing up, whenever we'd go to the dump, there's a top stop right next to it. And so we'd drop everything off at the dump and then go over, and my dad would get us as much chicken and burritos and potato wedges that we wanted. We'd make our own sauce and just eat it out in my uncle's truck, which with dirt all over our hands and stuff. Oh, it was so good.
That's boyhood.
Yeah. What about you?
I would keep Holiday before.
Yeah.
Just because, in my experience, Holidays have been cleaner.
Yeah.
I mean, Maverick's obviously the best.
Like, I'm just thinking, if I'm stopping at a place, I'm going to want food.
I'm thinking, I guess I was thinking more like getting snacks and a bathroom break. But food. Oh, yeah.
Maverick's food is also overpriced.
It is. I mean, it looks good.
I've had it like once or twice, and yeah, it's good. But I'm like, I'm paying like $10 for this slice of pizza.
Yeah, but their drinks are good.
Their drinks are excellent. An excellent price.
Excellent choice of snacks. I feel like all gas station food, though, is always kind of overpriced.
Yeah. No, they do kind of have to
up it. It's like a requirement to a gas station.
Yeah. All right.
Next one.
I'm going to say rank streaming platforms. And I'm going to go Disney Plus and Netflix, and then I'm going to combine the last two, Amazon, like Prime Video, and Apple TV.
I mean, with Disney Plus, you also get Hulu.
I'm going to say just Disney Plus.
Just Disney Plus. I'm going to put that one last.
Yeah.
Because that's that's the streaming service I probably use the least.
And I use it for Andor.
And if I do... Then... I mean, a lot of the times I just use my Apple TV account.
Yeah.
Because... we just have a lot of movies that have been bought on there, so it's like...
Yeah.
So I would probably say Apple TV's first.
Especially with Prime Video.
With Prime, yeah.
Prime has so many good, like, the stuff that they make themselves is actually amazing.
Yeah, it actually is.
And same with Apple TV. Like, their shows.
Severance. Hello.
Yeah.
F1.
F1.
That was Apple TV.
Yeah. Netflix is pretty gas, too.
Warner Bros.
Yeah.
But.
And then Apple TV just kind of.
Yeah.
But. And Netflix is awesome, too. I feel like they have a very specific, like, vibe with their kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of Stranger Things-y.
Even though they're slow. And it takes them 17,000 years to.
They are very
slow. Come out with season 5 of Stranger Things.
But, like. Wednesday was also very good.
Oh, I forgot about Wednesday was Netflix.
Wednesday was pretty good.
The new season comes out soon.
I did not know that.
Yeah, like this fall, like really soon.
And I can't remember if Netflix did Arcane. Arcane is on there, though. That show's amazing. They also have Avatar The Last Airbender. That's amazing. The cartoon. Live action was fine. Meh.
Do you remember Riverdale?
That show sucks.
Well, the first season was good.
No, first season was mediocre at best.
What?
The acting still sucked.
Okay, yeah, the acting was bad.
All of them were terrible, and the writing was not very good. Like, the overall story was fine, but, yeah.
It was more like the age I was at. I was, like, you know, like a teenager, so when I watched it, I was like, oh, this is such a good show. But it got weird and demonic.
Yeah.
Like... It got really, really weird.
It also got Disney-fied, if that makes sense. Like, I guess by Disney-fied, I mean the writing got terrible.
But like Disney TV show.
Yeah, Disney Channel. Like, well, even Disney's movies lately have sucked. And
okay, you can't say sucked on the podcast, Porter.
Why?
Because I'm trying to keep my queen rating.
It's been really bad. it stunk. Also, Netflix has Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul and Walking Dead. So, those are pretty goated shows.
I've never seen them.
They're amazing.
What was the last one you said? Oh, Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, last one. Better be a good one.
Let's go... Holidays, and we are going. We're not gonna have Christmas in here.
Yeah, because that's just obvious.
Yeah, let's go. Thanksgiving, Easter, and Halloween.
That's hard.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Halloween first, just because. Like, I love the whole, like, fall season.
Yeah.
Of Halloween, you know, like, going to the pumpkin patch, like, all the fall activities. Here's the thing. Easter is, like, that's a cool car right there.
That is a cool car.
Easter is, like, my favorite holiday, though, because of the messaging of it.
Yeah.
Like, that, like, even more so than the messaging of Christmas. Because, like, it's so, yes, like, Christ's birth was so awesome, but, like, the resurrection of Christ and what that means for us is, like, even more than his birth in a way. I don't know.
Yes.
I love, Easter's just so hopeful. It's, like, renew. Anyways.
And I also love the message of Thanksgiving.
And I also, most three are hard. I love all three of those holidays. So.
Yeah. If we're saying just the day.
The day, then Halloween would be last.
Yeah.
And Thanksgiving would be number one, Easter would be number two.
I think I might switch Thanksgiving and Easter just because I like ham more than turkey, and I like funeral potatoes more than I like mashed potatoes. So,
that's fair.
A food standpoint.
Okay, from a food standpoint.
I'm so excited for Thanksgiving.
Okay, so now let's rank...
No, you said that was the last one.
Oh, we did say that was the last one. Also, we're pulling up to my parents' house, so we have to be done.
Bye, viewers.
Okay. Well, I hope everyone enjoyed this awesome episode. We love you all. Have a great day. And we're going to say bye together on three. Ready? One, two, three.
Bye.